During the Easter season, we are remembering the different encounters that the Lord Jesus Christ has with his disciples after his resurrection from the dead. In the Acts of the Apostles, we are hearing about the preaching about the resurrection, which happened after Pentecost. And we rejoice in the great victory that our Lord Jesus Christ has won, not only for himself, but for us. And yet people would wonder, why do we have a crucifix in the sanctuary, even though it's draped in white to symbolize the Easter season? It's because we want to remember the path that led to the resurrection of the Lord. And that, as we heard in the gospel reading today, the Lord Jesus Christ offered himself freely, totally and unconditionally for our salvation. He would not deny his identity. He would not forsake his mission on the earth. He shares in a bond of life and love with God the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit, and it would never come to his mind to want to reject why he had come into the world. He freely offers himself. He's not a victim of circumstances. He comes into a world that was created by God to be good, but wounded by the original sin of disobedience. And the conflict ensues until he is nailed to the cross, which is the ultimate rejection of God. And yet God continues to love us. God continues to reach out to us, invites us to accept his intentions for wanting to be in a relationship, and awaits our daily response. I continue my preaching series during the Easter season, which is entitled Triumph, Testify About God's Favor. And in the gospel reading today, the Lord Jesus testifies about his identity and our identity in relationship to him. He takes the relationship between sheep and shepherd. Shepherd is entrusted to guard the sheep in his flock, to govern that flock in terms of making sure it is protected from danger seen and unseen. Wants to make sure that the flock is nourished in green pastures and receives water to drink. The Lord says he is the good shepherd, not that these shepherds were bad, but in terms of inviting us to always entrust his intentions. Because unlike sheep, we act with intention. Sheep act according to instinct. They are trained. They're trained to hear the voice of their shepherd. I've said before that in the evening time, in those days, different sheepfolds, different shepherds, would be in a consortium of such to have their flocks rest at night within a sheep gate to protect the sheep from wolves and other animals of prey. They would take turns keeping watch over their flock, and then when dawn came, the shepherds would call their own flocks to follow them. The sheep were so attuned to the voice of their shepherd that they knew not to follow a different shepherd outside of the sheep gate. Sheep do that by way of instinct, certainly trained based on that instinct. The Lord invites us to use our intentions influenced by his favor, which again is his grace, his very life and love, to intentionally listen to his voice and to be led by him through life. So he says that if we are going to share in the victory that he enjoys, that he wants us to share in, we must intentionally listen to his voice and live according to his values. Now, we wonder, how do we listen to his voice? And sometimes people want to make it mysterious and think that they have to go to prophet so-and-so or prophetess so-and-so. The prophets in the Old Testament invited people to live according to God's word that is already revealed, called people to conversion. It does not have to be mysterious. The Lord speaks to us in his word, in the sacred scriptures. In the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13, around chapter 13, verse 9, I think, or it may be 14 and 9, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we have the sacred scripture to help us to understand what the Lord wishes to teach us and to apply it to our lives. As a teenager, I began to read through the Gospel of Matthew because that's what the church was reading through at that time. And I found that I would be more attentive to hearing the Lord's voice during Holy Mass when that same scripture reading was proclaimed at the Gospel reading time. I also learned more about the Lord Jesus, who he is, and what he had called me to do in life. Does it mean that I was consistent in reading the scriptures, but I had started to do so and started to pray with the scriptures? Today, the fourth Sunday of Easter is known as the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. And we join the Universal Church to pray for those who are being called to serve as deacons, priests, and consecrated women and men, religious, and that they will respond generously to that call and that we will actively support them. The reason why I'm a priest today is because my home parish encouraged me to consider whether God was calling me to be a priest. And not only that, they prayed for me. And when I went to the Catholic Center to meet the vocation director, we began the steps to apply for seminary, which included many evaluations. And what happened at that time was, after the last step, before learning about the Archbishop's decision about whether to accept me in the formation program, I received unwanted blasphemies uttered in my head. Day after day after day. I did not ask for it. It was there as a temptation. And what finally helped me to overcome those things? To open up the Bible and to read the Gospels so I could hear what Jesus had to say, not what the enemy of my soul wanted to say, to prevent me from continuing on to seminary formation. It does not have to be mysterious. Open up the Gospels. Read what Jesus says. See what Jesus does. And then apply it to one's life. And so I renew the question that I've asked periodically, and I will use the tense that is directed to you, but also when I say it, it's directed to me. Do you make the time to read the sacred scriptures and to pray each day? If you do not, when do you intend to start? For Jesus teaches in the gospel reading that if we are going to share in his victory, we must listen to his voice and live according to his values. Do you make the time each day to read a portion of sacred scripture and to pray? If you are not doing that, when do you intend to start? Because if we do not, according to Jesus' teaching, we leave ourselves vulnerable to the wolf, who will tear our lives apart. Because again, sheep act by instinct. They'll stay with the shepherd, but human beings act upon intention, and they don't have to stay with the shepherd, even if they come to worship for about 60 minutes on the Lord's day. Now, some people would say, Father Harris, you're giving me a guilt trip. You can accept this as something to lead you into guilt, or as a time of God's favor, as a reality check about what it means to follow Christ within the fellowship of his church. What are some obstacles for people not trying to do this basic discipline of discipleship in their lives? What prevents them from doing so? Well, first of all, the past. You know, I've heard people say, well, Father, earlier people didn't encourage us to read the Bible. That's the past. Welcome to the present. Welcome to the present opportunities that the Lord gives to you by his favor. Or, Father, I tried starting it, but then I stopped. Well, that was the past. What do you intend to do now in this time of God's favor? What's another way that people create obstacles for themselves in terms of doing these basic disciplines of discipleship that help deepen our relationship with the Lord? Well, another one is preoccupation with many other things. And it affects what they prioritize in life. Yes, we have many responsibilities. We have to go to work, have to go to school, have to take care of our children. Many things we make the time to do because we need to do it. And so, I ask the question again. Do you make the time to read the sacred scriptures and to pray as a basic discipline of your discipleship? The Lord wants to speak. The Lord wants to be in relationship with us. The Lord wants that relationship to grow. Do we take the opportunity to do that? Get preoccupied with many things. Even if someone has a very busy busy schedule, they will make the time to do something that they want to do. They'll make the time for it. They'll scroll through Facebook. They'll scroll through Instagram. They'll watch the favorite movie on the television. They will watch the Orioles game. They will watch the Ravens game. If they can't watch it, they will turn on the radio to hear the play-by-play. Whatever it is, they will make the time to do it. And so I ask the question again, do you make the time to read the scripture and to pray if Christ is at the center of your life and you sing that he is the shepherd of your soul? And if you do not, when do you intend to start? You know why I'm repeating that? Because I want you to remember it past the time you drive off of this campus onto Liberty Road. For the Lord said, if we are to share in his victory, it says it right here in the scripture, we need to listen to his voice, learn from it, and then live according to his values. So eternity is at stake here. Oh, there are other obstacles there. There are other obstacles. Pride. Pride. I want to hold on to my sin. I'm a bit comfortable with my sin. I don't want to change. Don't want to change. I'll go to confession, but I have no intention of changing. No intention to make the time so that I can avoid the near occasion of sin. Yeah, there are times we get vulnerable, and God's mercy is inexhaustible. But, I'm just not going to make the time and effort to avoid it. And that's why I'm not going to hear God's voice. I'm not disposed to hear God's voice. I'm disposed to be disobedient. And so we spend time with the one who deceives, than spending time with the one who delivers. Do you make the time to read sacred scripture and to pray? Well, I don't know how to go about it. Well, I'm glad you asked me. How does the parish equip you to do it? In the bulletin, we put the citations for the scripture lessons for this Sunday and next Sunday. For those who don't know how to meditate on the scripture, I put a reflection on the Sunday gospel reading, usually at the bottom of my column on page 2 of the bulletin. That doesn't mean that's the only way to do it. But do not say to God, I just don't know how to do it, and therefore I'm not going to do it. Jesus said, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. And he knows the opportunities that are available to me and available to you to grow in relationship with him. That's why we ask people to remove distractions before we begin worshiping. We put signs up that people don't seem to see, announcements that people don't seem to hear. And distractions need to be eliminated also at home. We spend all this time on playlists, and we can quote songs left and right, but cannot even quote scripture except for Jesus wept out of John chapter 12. Do you make the time? I'm saying this in love, even though I sound pretty stern. Do you make the time to read sacred scripture and to pray each day? And if you do not, when do you intend to start? I doubt that if we have time to say goodbye to our loved ones at the end of our lives, and unfortunately some people do not. My dad died suddenly. Didn't have time to say goodbye to him on March 25th, 1984. But I doubt that if we have time to say goodbye to people, we will not say, I regret that I can't scroll Facebook anymore. I regret that I can't scroll Instagram. I regret that I can't play games and be involved in gaming. I really regret doing all these superfluous things. But what people will say is that they regret that they do not have more time to spend with their loved ones, and that they did not utilize the time to pray and allow God to speak. Do you make the time to read the sacred scriptures, particularly the gospels, and pray each day as a basic discipline of being a follower of Christ within his church? And remember that when you do that, we do this within his church. The Lord will never say anything to anyone that would contradict what he has revealed through the ministry of his church. And that everything that the Lord says, whether comforting, correcting, consoling, challenging, is for our salvation. Please pray about the question I've offered to you today, even as I pray it on my own. Don't presume because I'm a priest, I got plenty of time to pray and read the scriptures. Pray about this question and ask God to help you to react positively. He wants to talk to you. He wants to talk to me. He wants to encourage us. Do you make the time to read the sacred scriptures and to pray each day? And if you do not, when do you intend to start?